I saw the fire in your eyes.
I saw the fire when I look into your eyes.
You tell me things you wanna try.
I know temptation is the devil in disguise.
I've been asked to do a breathalyzer once by the police. It's funny how the police are viewed around the world, isn't it? After the pandemic, you know, doctors, nurses, bin men, all got our praise during the pandemic, didn't they? Some our weekly applause. Not so much the police, right? Why? They're heroes, aren't they? Braver than doctors and nurses, surely. Heroes. But imagine if I'd asked you to applaud the police on Thursdays at 8 p.m. I think I'd gone fucking insane. So what is it about the police? I mean, yes, there are one or two bad apples. But let's face it, one or two doctors and nurses have gone around killing people. So what is it about the police? Institutionally racist? Are they? Only stop black people on the roads? Definitely not. Because I was stopped by the police recently. And I was driving with a white female friend, and I'm white. And I did an illegal U-turn on this street. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm badass. Take my breath. Make it last forever, babe. Do it now or never, babe. Take my breath. Nobody does it better, babe. Bring me close to. I'm badass Nathan Cassidy. You turn illegal, bring it on. Anyway, blue lights. Blue lights. I was in Manchester and heard some. Is it Manchester or Buxton? Heard some kids. Yeah, Buxton, heard some kids. Running away on bikes. Guys, blue lights. Blue lights. Blue lights, guys! So there they were, the blue lights. The blue lights of doom. And the policeman asked me to get out of the car and says, do you realise what you did there, sir? You know, I think that's the first problem with the police, isn't it? You know, they put on a police voice, don't they? They've watched too many police crime dramas. Excuse me, sir, do you realise what you did there? Just talk to me normally, man. Talk to me normally, we're both human beings. Don't call me sir. It's like when fucking people at hotels call you sir. It's like, just ask me what my name, Nathan. Oh, hi, Nathan, that was a dick move, right? Yeah, I know, a dick illegal move. Have you been drinking, sir? Now, I hardly ever drink. But here, I'd had like a bottle of beer. And I thought, oh, fuck. On the one time I drink, this police officer's pulled me over and now I'm gonna do 20 to 10 in the pen. Fuck. And I say, well, you know, actually, yes. Yes, I have actually drunk a bottle of beer. Take my breath, make it last forever, babe. Do it now or never, babe. Take my breath away, nobody does it better, babe. Bring me close to heaven. Fuck. Actually, not the whole bottle, officer, because I always leave the bottom bit. I'm giving away irrelevant information now, aren't I? He gets the breathalyzer ready. I'm getting nervous. That's why we hate the police as well, don't we? When they drive behind us, it's like, fuck, I've forgotten how to control the clutch. How do you find the biting point? Shit. Fuck. Now look what you've made me do. You've made me rob a post office. You're making me nervous. He asked me where I've been drinking. It's like a private members club for artists like myself. And I think, fuck, if I say this, he'll just think I'm a knob. And he'll throw the book at me. I'll be in jail sharing a room with sexual deviants. instead of just being in the club just now, sharing a room with sexual deviants. Fuck. So I just tell him, I think I have to tell him the truth. And he says, oh, all right, what do you do for a living, sir? And I say, I'm a comedian. Oh, right, he says. He looks really, really impressed, actually. He says, do you make any jokes about the police? And I say, actually, I do. I'm starting to question why you don't get more respect. He says, that doesn't sound like a... that doesn't sound like a joke. Yeah? Sir, that just sounds like you're buttering me up. And I think, fuck you, man. You're never happy, are you, you filth? Then he says, you're not going to mention this interaction in one of your skits, are you? And I say, no, I don't do skits, you twat. I said, no, I'm not going to mention it. He said, however, when I said I wasn't going to mention it in a skit, I didn't cater for the thing he said next. He said, he said, actually, sir, forget about the breathalyzer. He was trying to be pally with me after telling him I was a comedian. He was genuinely impressed. He said, actually, forget about the breathalyzer. I swear to God, he said this. He said, forget about the breathalyzer. Just, sir, tell the little lady in the car to put a sock in it. She's putting you off the drive. Brilliant. In one foul swoop, summing up why we don't like the police, maybe. Because they believe that women put me off my driving. I wasn't put off. As I say, I did the U-turn because I'm badass. Fuck da police. And fuck da little lady in the car. Put a sock in it, darling. I'm trying to drive here. Take my breath.